Did you grow up farming, Dan, or how did you get into it?
Yeah, we talked about this 6 years ago, my whole story, my origin story.
Believe it or not, I talk to a farmer like every week, so it's kind of hard for me to keep them straight.
I'm not chastising you, Monty.
Sure sounded like it, Dan Green.
Yeah.
Tempers are flying. Tempers are flying here.
Tempers are flying. But yes, I discussed my origin story then. But yeah, I grew up in the suburbs north of Boston, and I went to college out at UMass Amherst, and I just came to love Western Mass and wanted to settle here. And farming is an option for me I had just never even dreamed of as a kid. I think I always wanted to live in the country. Every time I went to the country, I just loved it. When I did actually move out here for college, I was like, wow, I could farm, you know? So I studied farming and started farming, and I'm still fairly young, 35 years old. But when I was a young upcoming farmer, Asheville was one of the first markets to like get me going, and I'm still there.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and three-time local hero guest, Dan Green from Good Bunch Farm in Shelburne. Green, a perfect name for a farmer. Tell us what Good Bunch is, Dan.
Good Bunch Farm is a small vegetable farm in Shelburne Falls, and I sell at the Shelburne Falls Asheville Farmers Market, and I have a farm stand, and I sell the local restaurants.
The first Asheville Farmers Market is this coming Saturday. Where does that gather together in Asheville?
Yeah, so one of the many hats that I wear is I'm not just a farmer, I'm also one of the organizers of the Asheville Farmers Market. The Asheville Farmers Market is on the town green in Asheville Center, so it's just in the very center of Asheville where all the happenings are.
The magic of Asheville. I've been to the Asheville Farmers Market before in the past, but I always imagine when I'm there that, you know, Double Edge Theater is going to be there with some like crazy trapeze or instruments, or that like Ray LaMontagne is going to be like busking in the corner of the farmers market. And while that can't be guaranteed, what will we see at the Asheville Farmers Market on Saturday?
Well, Double Edge Theater has come and done performances often in the late summer. That does happen. Ray LaMontagne, if there's a guy in the corner in sunglasses with a newspaper, that might be him. I don't know.
Don't bother him.
But yeah. Jeez, what was your what will we see?
Yes.
Yeah. What we're really going to see is a nice, quaint, small town market. I do feel like a lot of the farmers markets in the state are more urban markets. And we're really like a very solid small town market.
Mm-hmm.
And we really do cater to the small hill town constituency. I don't know how many people live in Asheville. It might be 1,800. But we do get a lot of traffic from all the surrounding towns. But what you're going to see is a lot of like very local vendors. They're all from Asheville or Shelburne or Conway or Buckland.
And tell me about your farm stand, Dan Green, of Good Bunch Farm.
My home farmer's market is just at the home farm in Shelburne Falls on North River Road. We're going to open this coming weekend. So it's a very small self-serve farm stand with local produce and garden plants for the start of the season.
We all sit here, have these conversations every week. And sometimes I think we make the assumption that most people, if not everyone, has gone to a farmer's market. I don't think that's true. And let's turn that on its head. So Dan, can you tell me, if I've driven by farmer's markets, why should I stop?
I think our market in particular it really does cater to the small town. And one thing about our small town is there isn't a lot of options for fresh food, especially fresh local food. I mean, if you really want to go get your groceries, you have to drive quite a ways. I mean, maybe minimum a half hour. So every weekend during the summer, you can get your Bread Euphoria bread. You can get your local pork, your local beef, your local chicken, your local lamb, jams, jellies, produce, garden plants, get an egg sandwich. I mean, there's so many things you can get without having to like go all the way to Big Y or Stop and Shop.
Spring is here. We're all thinking about our gardens, or a lot of us are. What can I get around gardening plants, and who can I ask about that if I go to the farmer's market?
The two vendors that have garden plants are me, Good Bunch Farm, and the Atherton Farm. So we're going to have a wide selection of starters for your garden, including vegetables, flowers, and herbs. We're experienced in all the plants that we grow because we're also vegetable growers and flower growers and herb growers. So we know everything about what we're growing. You know, we're picking things that are for our Hilltown climate. when we're not selling, we're giving garden advice. Like if you go to one of the big box stores to get your plants, you might not get the personal attention that you're going to get at the farmer's market. Like we really know all the varieties inside out. We grow them. We know the local conditions. So I think that's an advantage.
Dan Green from Good Bunch Farm and one of the organizers of the Ashfield Farmers Market.
A little more than 1 year into the pandemic, how are things going to be different or the same at the farmers market this year?
The anxiety level is going to be a lot less, especially this time last year. We really, I don't want to say we didn't know what we're doing, but no one knew what they were doing in any business or industry, probably anywhere in the world. I hate to say we've become comfortable with it, but we do know how to operate in this pandemic environment, especially as it's waning and the state is opening and people are getting vaccinated. And Ashfield's a very very conscientious community. They, you know, people are very good about following the guidelines. But I do think that things are going to be not just less anxious psychologically, but things are going to be eased up a little bit. I think things are going to feel a little more open. We're still going to abide by the basic state guidelines, but it's not going to feel as claustrophobic, I don't think.
Every person in Ashfield could probably come to the Ashfield Farmers Market and you still wouldn't hit capacity limits with the state guidelines now outdoors.
So yes.
Good to go.
Yeah.
And maybe we could tell Ray LaMontagne that he can play now.
Yeah.
Like, finally, he can play it safe.
Does he listen to you, Monty?
I don't think
Are you calling out to him when you call out to him? Is it a...
He pays Monty for the spot.
We pay him by playing his song so frequently.
Yeah, that's how I thought.
Dan Green, who is from Good Bunch Farm in Shelburne Falls and one of the organizers of the Ashfield Farmers Market, both his farm stand in Shelburne Falls on North River Road and the Ashfield Farmers Market will open this weekend. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, you can find out about all the farmers markets and farm stands that are starting to burst right now at buylocalfood.org.